is up. It has the height, it has the distance, and it is through for a point. So Harbor Beach takes the first lead of the night, 15 unanswered points for the Pirates. 2:32 left in the first half. We have a one-point game, 15-14, Harbor Beach over USA.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump isn't one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Receive up to a $2,000 instant rebate with a water furnace geothermal system. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports in the pursuit of academic excellence.
Harbor Beach finds themselves in the red zone for the second time tonight on a 10-play drive. That was capped off by the quarterback keeper from Eli Kraft on fourth and goal from the 1 yard line. Nick Hessling's ready to kick it off from his own 40 yard line, left right across your radio. Going into the wind, a little bit of a crosswind. On what it finally feels like a fall night, finally in week 9 of the regular season. Short kick brought it in 43 yard line by number 88, Hayden Ewald. He's crossed the 33. And he comes in at the 35 yard line, a 2 yard return. On the kick from Hessling, and USA will get the ball with a 65-yard field to work with. First and 10, right to left across your radio. 2:25 left in the first half.
Austin Seltz making a nice hit on the kick returner there.
Harbor Beach leading 15-14 the first time tonight. USA came out and scored quickly twice, making it 14-0. The second touchdown and part of a blocked punt, which led up for this short field to work with. Two men in the backfield in the eye, Gangler and Harper. One in the slot to the left. And they go in the reverse to 22. Miller-wise, and Colin Cook is there, Nathan Mielke on the reverse, and Colin Cook burst through the line and the linebacker and brought him down in the backfield at the 31-yard line, a loss of 4 on the play, and brings up second down. They say forward motion had him down at the 34. A loss of a yard. Colin Cook will still get the tackle for a loss, second and 11.
Yeah, Colin Cook did a nice job not buying any of that fake pitch to the left side. Did a nice job staying and holding his side of the field and not allowing Mielke to get around the edge.
They send one wide to the left. That's number 28, Brandon Harper. Seth Gangler, the lone back in the backfield, now man in motion. Number 20, that's Ryan Miller-wise. And he has it around the left end, trying to get past Travis Esmaker at the 39-yard line. Esmaker, no, he's not. That's Eli Kraft. Excuse me. There's a 2 on that jersey somewhere. And Kraft forces him out of bounds at the 40-yard line. A gain of 6. And 3rd and 5 coming up.
Kraft doing a nice job fighting off the block of Brandon Harper. Let me remind you, Brandon Harper, 6'1", 180 pounds. Pretty even battle between him and Kraft. Kraft did a nice job fighting off that blocker and making the tackle on Miller-wise.
89 seconds left in the first half. USA 14, Harbor Beach 15. The Patriots with the football at their own 40-yard line. 3rd and 5 coming up. They send number 20, Mielke, wide to the right. Miller-wise to the right. I'm going to get those numbers right one of these times. Now Harper in motion. And it's a handoff to Seth Gangler right through the middle. Gets it out to about the 42-yard line, shy of the first down marker by about 3 yards. Leading the tackle on that one for Harbor Beach was number 35, the linebacker D.J. Ridner. And it's a 4th and 2, and Harbor Beach calls a timeout to discuss this 4th down with 1:20 left in the first half. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Your number one, Harbor Beach Pirate Fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Elber Insurance of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure at Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Call Elber Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 989-479-0143 or in Port Hope at 989-428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
And down and 2 yards to go for USA at their own 43-yard line, right to left across the radio with a minute 20 left in the first half. USA trails Harbor Beach by a mere point, 15-14. T formation, Lindenberg under center. Going for it on fourth and two. Trying to go for the hard count. No movement yet. And now USA has to call timeout as the play clock was down to two. And USA is going to call timeout, and so are we. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, Harbor Beach 15, USA 14.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun.
And we're back on fourth down and two to go. They're going for it, and they hand it off to the middle. It's going to be close to the first down as it's a handoff to Brandon Harper. And there's no word yet. He gets across the 45, and they say first down by about 6 inches. Brandon Harper gets 2, maybe 3 yards when he needed about a yard and a half. And it's a new set of downs for USA. With a minute 13 left.
As we talk before the game starts, this team needs to win to make the playoffs. They're going to pull out all the stops.
And it's trying to hand it off to on the sweeper on the right end, almost on the play action. And Carter Lindenberg gets brought down to the backfield by the Harbor Beach defense and pushes them back for a tackle for a loss. A loss of 3, second and 13 now with 50 seconds left in the second quarter.
Getting his first tackle tonight is junior Preston Livingston.
USA in a little bit of a hurry up, comes out of the huddle, back to the line, T formation inside the left hash. And it's going to be looking to pass, passing to the right, and it's picked off by Colin Cook at midfield. Pass was intended for number 20, Ryan Miller-Wise. Cook had the inside corner on him, went up for it first, and brought it in for the turnover, the first of the night. And Harbor Beach gets the ball back with 33 seconds left in the second quarter, leading 15-14.
It is just so tough to throw on these ball hawks that the Harbor Beach has on defense. You can see Eli Kraft playing the deep center field had the overthrow, and Colin Cook had the underthrow. No reason to throw that ball there. Better off throwing it away and then running a new play.
And Harbor Beach is going to be going for it here, trying to tack on some more points before halftime. And it's a completed pass for 5 yards to Colin Cook, who tried to make a play and then decided to run out of bounds to stop the clock with 27 seconds left. Second and five at the USA 45.
Nathan Milkey on the coverage forced him out of bounds.
Harbor Beach comes out of the huddle. They send Travis Estmaker and Mitch Hearn wide to the right, two to the left. Kraft in the shotgun, staying on his own 50. A handoff right through the middle to Austin Sells. Sets the first down across the 30 to the 25 to the 20 to the 15 down to the 10 and finally brought down by two blue jerseys. Hayden Ewald tackles him for the touchdown saving tackle. And with 18 seconds left, Harbor Beach has a first and goal situation at the USA 9-yard line. A 36-yard run for Austin Seltz. Now the no huddle.
Here comes the hurry up.
And Eli Kraft and the keeper around the left end down to the 5. And he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft scores with 10 seconds left to give Harbor Beach a 7-point lead, 21-14, on a hurry-up offense that only got the ball with 35 seconds left.
Don't blink, folks, because if you did, you missed that whole drive. Finished off with a great leadership play there, trusting his seniors and Eli Kraft at quarterback.